Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's the 22nd of September 2025. I want to talk today about your messaging and specifically how getting the messaging right kind of accelerates all of your marketing, but getting it wrong dramatically holds your marketing back. So what am I talking about when I talk about messaging? I mean the messages that you're sending out on your website, in your socials, on your business card, on any printed collateral you have, in phone calls, in the way that you answer the phone, all of it. We are sending messages out, and I'm talking primarily here to prospects, not about to existing clients, because the messages to your existing clients are probably quite straightforward because of the work that you're doing for them. But when it comes to prospects, the messages that you are sending to your prospects may be mixed, they may be confused, they may be complicated. And I say this just from the benefit of having looked at it must be thousands of MSPs' websites and certainly being involved in lots and lots of marketing. And looking at the messaging that MSPs send, I think actually sometimes many MSPs don't think in any way, in any complicated way or in an in-depth way about the messages that they are sending out there. And I'll be honest, this stuff is hard, right? It's really hard to get simple, clear messaging that differentiates you from other MSPs because that's the goal. And I know this is hard because a couple of years back when we were revamping all of our marketing and we sort of got it down to what are our core messages about, which are about making marketing easy and about how, you know, get your marketing right and it sort of changes everything in the business. It's the first step in changing everything. It was really difficult for us to drill down to those messages. And we've only got like 4 competitors, whereas you've got like 40,000 competitors. So I know that messaging is a very, very hard thing to do, but there's also there's an easy solution to looking at your messaging. If you take your website, and website's always a good general marketing tool to use, and go networking, right? Just go to a networking event, particularly if it's a networking event that you don't often go to, so you don't know the people that are there. Go networking, and when you meet people, instead of trying to talk about your services and what you do, shake their hand, say hello to them, and say, can I ask a favor from you? This is a bit weird, right? But would you just work with me on this? If I show you my website on my phone, could you just tell me what you think we do? And I know, isn't that the most random thing you could say to someone at a networking meeting? You go up to them, you give them your phone. Before you've even said what you do, you give them your phone with your website on and you say, can you tell me please what we do? And what you're looking for is strangers, other people who aren't MSPs, looking at your phone, and you want to look at their face and see on their face, do they look confused? Do they look concerned? Do they look like, oh my goodness, what am I going to say? Because I don't know, this weird person has asked me to do this thing and I don't know what to say. Can they tell you what you do? Can they, if they can, congratulations, because you'd be surprised how many normal people would look at an MSP's website and wouldn't be able to get it. But can they then tell you why they would pick you over all of the other MSPs out there, over all of the other IT support companies? I appreciate MSP is an internal word. So can they tell you what you do? You support companies with their technology while they're trying to grow. Can they tell you why you are the choice for them? Now, the goal here is not, of course, to actually turn them into a prospect. I mean, that'd be amazing if they turned into a prospect off the back of this. And maybe, I don't know, maybe this is some secret sales strategy that we've just, or some secret lead gen prospect generation strategy we've just come up with. But the goal for this is if you do this with 5 or 6 people, I want you to get some anonymous feedback from people that you don't know who don't have a vested interest in your business. And their feedback will tell you whether or not you've got the messaging right. Your messaging needs to be simple. Your wording needs to be clear and short and concise. The headline on your homepage, which is the most important message you put out there, needs to be something that immediately tells people what you do and who you do it for. And then either in that headline or in the subheadline, tells them the benefit of working with you. If you don't have those 3 things, what you do, who you do it for, and the benefit of working for you. If you don't have those things, then your messaging just isn't clear enough and it needs some revision. And hey, look, if you find yourself in this situation, you know that me and my team, we are here to help. So you can put something in the members only Facebook group. You could put your current website messaging in there or just your general messaging. Or of course, you can just email into us, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. We are here to help you with every aspect of your marketing. And something like helping you get your messaging clear is something we will be delighted to do. Right, nearly done for this week. Now, normally at this point I tell you about my regular marketing drop-in clinic, which we normally do most Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm not doing it this week. The reason being, unfortunately, I've got a full day tomorrow. And then on Thursday, I'm going to be on a plane because I'm off to New Orleans. I'm the keynote speaker at the end of day one at ScaleCon 25, which I'm so excited about. It was such a great event in Las Vegas this year, and I was delighted to be asked back to be the keynote speaker again for ScaleCon 25. So I'm not going to be around unless you are off to New Orleans as well, in which case I'll see you on Friday and Saturday. I have got a long list of MSP Marketing Edge members who are going, and I'm going to try and seek out everyone who I know is there just so we can shake hands, say hi, maybe have a cup of tea. It's going to be coffee, isn't it, in New Orleans? I'm cool with that. But the drop-in marketing clinics will be back next week, and I'll tell you about that on next week's podcast. So I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.